It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great and glorious day. I'm glad that you were able to join us and come and study this precious Word. I have to listen very carefully today. My voice has given me some problems, and so please that you pray for me as we have the study, that you can hear it clearly. And it's just a great time to come together, even when you aren't up to your normal self. We still love to come and study and enjoy the precious Word. Continuing the study in the book of Philippians, we're going to be in Philippians chapter 3. We're going to read verse 17 through 19 today, and we may even go on down and read down through verse 21 and finish a chapter there. So please that you follow along as we read that today. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church, and we're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. It's a joy to study the Word of God. We enjoy it so much each day that we, each opportunity we have. I hope that you start every day with a study of the Word of God. I hope that you look to it and know that it can be your wonderful guide. It is the Lord Jesus speaking to you. And when we study His Word, we are studying exactly as if you were talking to Him. You know, it's a living Word. When you have the Holy Spirit within your heart, when you're saved, when you're born again, the Holy Spirit comes to live within you. The Holy Spirit will teach you the ways of the Lord Jesus. We have His instruction book right before us in the precious Word, the Bible. And that's to direct us and to guide us into a very sweet relationship with the Lord Jesus. So I hope today that you take this study very seriously and that you listen very carefully as we enjoy the precious Word of God. And there's nothing more exciting than studying the Word of God. Now, we'll begin to read with verse 17, Philippians chapter 3, verse 17. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them who work so as who walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like His glorious body, according to the working by which He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin the study today. Father, I thank You, and I ask You again that You'll strengthen my voice, that the folks can hear, that they'll hear from You today, Lord, as we study Your precious Word. I ask that You will guide and lead us. And again, we shouldn't just study the Word of God once in a while. We should study it every day. And that way we'll have the strength and the power to walk each day in You and with You. Please, Lord, would You guide and lead us now? Will You touch the hearts of every listener and continue to touch mine and grow me in Your way and Your will? And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to, in looking at that 17th verse, it says, Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them who walk so as you have us an example, for many of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. They have a different source. They have a different direction. They have a different hope, and that hope is, in verse 19, their hope, their goal is destruction. Their God is their belly, the Scripture says. That's quite a statement, isn't it? It's pretty straightforward. We need to be straightforward. We need to speak plainly and clearly and stop sidestepping all these things and be able to stand upon the power and the strength of God and know that God is the only way and the only strength. We have been studying on Wednesday night in Bible study. You know that we have Bible study here on Wednesday evening. We've been studying the book of Deuteronomy. And I'd like to read just some verses that we covered last study that we had. We started in Deuteronomy chapter 11. And we started at the verse 22, but I'd like to back up just a little bit and read verse 8 for you. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 8. I love the Old Testament. When you study the Old Testament and the New Testament together, we study on Sunday night the book of Isaiah, and then we're studying the book of Deuteronomy on Wednesday night. And, oh, it's a joy to study those two books. And we're in the book of Philippians here on the radio, and then as we've been preaching the last couple of weeks out of the book of Psalms. And so we love the complete Word of God. We don't just pick out spots to dwell on. We take the whole Word of God, the complete Word of God, because that's how we learn. That's how we know His Word and His will. And again, backing down, and as we look at these that we're to follow with, we're to mark them, that walk so as ye have us to walk as an example, and also we need to be careful for those that do not walk as the Lord Jesus would have us to walk, and we're told to stay away from them. And back in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 8 and 9, it says, "Therefore shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, and ye shall, and that ye may be strong, and go in and possess the land, whether ye go to possess it, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore unto you, to your fathers, to give unto them and to their seed, a land there that floweth with milk and honey." Now, he's instructing them in the 8th verse, "Ye shall keep all the commandments which I have commanded you this day." And many times through the Word of God, it's two-sided. He gives us instructions, and he tells us to abide by the rules. And we have talked now for 2 weeks that we must play by the rules. And yet so many folks are playing Christians, they're playing church, and they're doing so many things that are contrary to the Word of God. They are not the truth. They are not the Word of God. And here we are told all the way back in Deuteronomy chapter 11, "Keep all the commandments which I have commanded you this day." We go to verse 22 now. "If ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, and to cleave unto Him." Now that's not the way the church is going today. That's not the way most believers work and walk today. They walk in their own way. They walk their own direction. They walk by their own strength. They do not realize that they're helpless and hopeless, and there is no power and no strength within them. And they have no idea of right and wrong without the presence of God and without the power of the Lord Jesus. And we must continually be seeking the Word of God, be seeking the power and the presence of the Lord Jesus, that we may walk the right way. These people here, again, back in Deuteronomy, as Moses is given his last directions before he dies, they are on the east side of the Jordan, getting ready to cross over into the Promised Land. And he has been giving them directions for many, many chapters here. The last-minute directions of what to do. But I should have looked up for you, I don't know how many times, that he has told these people very carefully and very clearly that ye shall keep the commandments of the Lord. Now you look at the Ten Commandments, yes, there is so much that we need to know of the Word of God. We need to know the Ten Commandments and abide by them. I know we can't. That's the need we need for Jesus, but that doesn't mean we don't set our eyes upon them. And you know, as we have the Lord Jesus in our heart, as we met Jesus at the cross of Calvary and were saved, we begin to walk after Him. As that walk begins, there's only one instruction book that we should have before us, and that's His precious Word. We're to be holy. We're to be separated. We're to walk the walk that is pleasing unto the Lord Jesus. Not this party time that we're seeing today. That's the one thing that brings people into the church is the excitement and the party time, and that's not it at all. I have a great joy in my heart because I walk after the Lord Jesus. But I'm not going to party with the rest of them. You want to party, go down to the corner tavern. You go to dance hall if that's what you want to do. But please don't pull it into the church. And if people don't want to come to hear the truth, the Word of God, that's the only place the power is, and that's the only thing you're going to have here. And he tells them once again, "For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him." And then we come down the importance of following after the Word of God and the will of God. Look at verse 26. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26. "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse." This is from the direct words of the Lord and Moses is speaking to the people. "I'm going to set before you two, a blessing and a curse. A blessing, now listen to that, if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day." Do you want the power of God? Do you want the blessings of God? What do you want? What do you want? Do you want a little self-satisfaction for just a few minutes of your life? Well, you want real self-satisfaction. You want to have real esteem that you can build upon. You know, a lot of people, they work so hard because they have low esteem. My friend, there's only one way that we can correct that, and that is through the Lord Jesus. And then it's not the self-satisfaction, the power of our own being and our own something we glory in. We can glory in the Lord Jesus, and we can become so solid and so sound, and we can have the blessings of God. But the only way we can have the blessings, if we follow after the commands of God. Now, that's not easy to do because of the old flesh, but it is necessary to do, and it's possible to do. And we need to strive to do it, to follow after the commands and the Word of God, the truth. That's the reason we call this program The Truth. Because, my friend, what I see today that so many people are leaving. They're very religious. But many times they have lived all of their life not knowing what the Word says. They have listened to man, and today, the last few years particularly, I have watched a multitude of people leave the Word of God for a party time. I'm not talking about they went down to the corner tavern and they went to the dance hall. They're still in the church, but it's nothing short of a party time, and they're not getting any more spiritual sitting in the church than they would be sitting down at the tavern. That's how far away from the truth that we have gotten. We have gotten so far away from what the Word of God says, and people don't even know it. They're not even aware of it. You know, God tells us in the book of Revelation concerning the Laodicean church, there are seven churches listed in the book of Revelation, and the last one's the church of Laodicea. And God's so upset because that church is so lazy. And they're not only lazy in the work. They're not busy telling people about Jesus. They're not busy studying the Word of God. They're not only lazy in those areas, but they're just lazy in the knowledge of God. They have no understanding of the Word of God. They don't know the truth. And I'm afraid many of you folks are just like that. You've been lied to by man. You've been deceived by the old devil himself, and you don't even know it. You still continue with all the excitement and all the things that you think so important. Oh, my friend, there's only one thing that's important, and that's being closer to Jesus and walking with Him and walking a wholly separated life with Jesus. Now, I plead with you and I beg you that you get into the Word of God, not into your Sunday school quarterly, not into some book that somebody wants you to read. You know, That's the worst thing you can do, my friend. The worst thing you can do in helping somebody grow is to direct them towards a man's book and not towards the Word of God. If you want to help somebody grow, then you sit down with them with the Word on your lap or sitting on the table, and you go verse by verse and study that precious Word together and pray over that precious Word and let the Holy Spirit convict your heart and change your life and make you holy. Because there's a blessing out there that we should have. But that blessing only comes when we follow after the truth. and you continue to follow after man, you're going to have the curse of God upon you, not the blessings of God. And again, you're doing it in the name of the church. You're doing it in the name of God. But you've left His Word, and you're denying the truth, and you're fellowshipping with folks, as it says right here, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ." You're walking with them. You're fellowshipping with them, and you don't care. You think it's great because of one word named one or unity. In the unity of the church, we must come together. There is nothing in the Word of God that says that. The unity of the Spirit. And the Spirit will never deny or go contrary to His Word. They'll never contradict something that Jesus said and Jesus wants you to do. And when you come together and you are denying parts of the Word of God, then it's sad. The curse comes in the back in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 27. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God and which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which ye have not known. That's exactly what you're doing if you've left the truth, the Word of God. You are following after other gods, and you may be doing it in the name of Jesus. You may be saying the name of Jesus. You may have all this excitement, all this stuff going on, and you think it's the greatest thing in the world. Well, it's not the greatest thing in the world. The greatest thing in the world is to be before the Lord Jesus with a life that is pleasing unto Him. And He is not pleasing with this compromise that we have today. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them that walk so as ye have us as an example. Well, there's not many examples around today. There's an awful lot of people to join up with, but there is very few examples that show us the walk that Christ intended us to have. And that walk is a holy, separated walk and a holy, separated life. And we don't like that. We want to compromise and we want to get along. We've got so much out there, my friend. When you look to the Word of God and we think if we have enemies of the cross of Christ, anybody that denies the Word of God and does not preach the truth is an enemy of the cross. They are standing against the Lord Jesus Christ. We have so many out there. We have so many that have left the Word of God. Now you've got the Mormons. They've left the Word of God. Oh, they preach about Jesus. They even advertise that they'll send you a King James Bible, and then they'll send another book. Well, don't order it because I don't want that other book to even be in your home. They're a cult, my friend. They have left the Word of God. They have left the truth. And we have so many others out there that are just like them. They no longer stay in the Word of God. And it shocks you when you look at the doctrine of the churches today. There are many mainline churches that have left the Word of God. They are no different than a cult. They are enemies of the cross, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. They have left the Word of God, my friend. And when you leave the Word of God, again, you've got the Mormons. You've got the Jehovah Witness. They've left the Word of God. Here's one that's going to shock you. We've got the Catholics. The Catholic Church has left the Word of God. They do not stand upon the truth, the Word of God. You've got your Seventh-day Adventists. They have left the Word of God. They do not search the Word of God. Their beliefs are contrary to the Word of God. Now, when you have something that has left the truth, I don't care what name is on your church, you have become an enemy of the cross of Christ. Because you're no longer out there with the power of God proclaiming the Word of God. You're out there denying the truth. And my friend, and I call you my friend, I never met most of you, but I tell you this so that you can get your eyes open and go to the Word of God. not to the book that has been presented unto you, but unto the Word of God. And go up to Romans chapter 10. And find Romans chapter 10 and begin from verse 9 through verse 13. And you'll find in there that it tells you, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead shall be saved. I want you to be saved today. I don't care what church you attend. I don't care how much you're upset with me right now for a stand that I've made against maybe where you go to church. I want you to go unto the Lord Jesus and be saved. I want you to meet him at the cross of Calvary. Now, once you've trusted in the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to live within you. Now you have the teacher, and maybe for the very first time. You have the instructor. You have the teacher that can teach you his ways. Now begin to search the Word of God. Enjoy the study of the book of Romans. Read through the book of John. Oh, look back through. We've had such a good fellowship through Philippians. You got Philippians, Colossians, and 1 and 2 Thessalonians. You can go through this precious word. You can go back to Deuteronomy. Go all the way back there. Go back to Exodus and read through the law. Read through all the commandments that are given from the Lord unto Moses, and then he gave them to the people. And then the walk begins. I say walk through, and we had to watch them all die in the wilderness. Everybody over the age of 20 had to die because of one thing, and that was disobedience. Well, you want the curse of God, or you want the blessing of God? Well, if you want the blessing of God, then you are going to have to come to Jesus and be saved. And then you will have to listen so carefully and so clearly unto the Holy Spirit as you study His Word, and He will guide you and He will lead you. I have no special power or special strength to interpret the Word of God because I have the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is the same Holy Spirit that you can have if you come to the Lord Jesus, and you can have the same teacher and the same instructor, and He will teach you exactly the same way He's teaching me. You see, never will we come together and be contrary. And so when we have contrary things that are in these churches that are taught against the Word of God, when we have those things present, God's power cannot be there. When you go to an activity like the Promise Keepers and you have a whole group there, God's power cannot be there because you have walked contrary to the Word of God. You are walking with the Antichrist, not with the Lord Jesus Christ. You are asking for the curse of God and not for the blessing of God. And many times, you're doing it because you want to be more godly. You're doing it because you want to be that right parent. You're doing it because you want your children to be raised in that Christian home. Well, my friend, that's great, but you're looking in the wrong place. You're looking in the wrong place. God gave us His Word, and God gave us His local church. And that's where we're to be, to study and search His Word, and to know the Word of God. My friend, we have here, brethren, be followers together of me. Paul says very clearly, there are so many out there. There are so many out there as this new church, this young church has started. I ask you that you follow me, because I'm following Christ. Mark them who walk so, as ye have us for an example. As you find people that walk after Christ and follow the Word of God, the truth, walk after them. That may mean you'll have to leave that church you're in. I'm not going to send you home to your church and say, now grow in that church, because I don't know where you go. And I don't know if the Word of God's preached there. And if it's not, I don't want you there. I want you to get out of that church, and I want you to get into a church that does preach the Word of God, that tells people how to be saved, that tells people they're going to die and go to hell if they don't come to Jesus, and Jesus alone, no works, nothing acquainted with it at all. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Oh, my friend, it's so upsetting. It just tears you up to see how people today are so easily deceived, and that is because we're in the Laodicean church age. And God said, I'd rather have you hot or cold than lukewarm. Because when you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you, I'm going to throw you up because I'm upset with you, I'm sick of you. Well, God's sick of the church today. because of all this nonsense that's going on. And people do not want to hear the truth, because when they hear the truth, their heart's convicted. Their heart's convicted, my friend. They'll have to change, and they'll have to change because what they're doing is not pleasing unto the Word of God, not pleasing unto His way. There are many other cults out there. There are many other churches that have names across them of all different denominations that fill that same bill, that they are following the Antichrist and not the Lord Jesus. You and you alone can separate that by you coming to Jesus, walking after the Lord Jesus, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, study His Word, and you'll know, my friend, how to walk. And you'll know whether you're in the wrong place, but not until then. And please don't listen to a man. Listen to the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you to go into the Word of God. I'm telling you to go into the Word of God. Now, if I was promoting this church, and I was telling you that this church is the only church that preaches the truth, then I would be wrong. But I'm telling you to come to Jesus as your Savior. That's taught and preached by the Word of God. And then you must study this precious Word, His living Word, so that you can walk after Jesus and have that sweet personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. If you don't, my friend, 19 tells us, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite or their belly, whose glory is in their shame, and who mind earthly things. That's where you're at. You don't want to walk that separated life because you mind earthly things. We had a verse of Scripture last week there. Romans chapter 12. Again, you hear the Bible, the pages of the Scripture being turned as I look the verse up. I hope you're looking it up with me. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Be not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I want you to do that. I want you to do that. I want you to stay away as we go on to Romans 16. Romans 16, verses 17 and 18. I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned. And avoid them. Maybe that's the first problem. You have not learned the Word of God. You're being deceived. And again, I don't deny that you. I think you want to be godly. I think you want the power of God. And I think that's the reason that people are suckered in to these things so often, these big activities and all this nonsense. They're suckered into it because they want to be holy and godly, and they think that's the way. No, the way is to go into the Word of God. And you spend time in the Word. You spend time in the Word. Don't go listen to this big band, this big preacher. You spend time with the Holy Spirit. You come to Jesus. Trust in Jesus. By faith, come to Him. Meet Him at the cross of Calvary and begin that sweet and precious walk. Please, begin that sweet and precious walk. Again, Romans 16, verses 17 and 18. Now, I beseech you, brethren, mark them that cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which I have learned, which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, that and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. And that's exactly what's happening today. And my friend, it ought to upset us. It ought to make us sick. It ought to make us go to our knees weeping and crying for a lost and dying world, because we are following after everything except for the truth. So I beg you today, that today be the day that you come to Jesus, that you no longer be satisfied, that you not be satisfied with what's going on today. I ask that you look to the Word of God. Dig all that other junk out of there. Take it out of your mind, what you've been taught, my friend. Because many things that you've been taught, you have been taught them from very, very young, and so they're very, very deep in your mind. And they'll tell you that if you leave that church doctrine, you're going to die and go to hell. Well, they're lying. Because the only thing that's going to cause you to die and go to hell is if you reject Jesus Christ and do not come to Him by faith. That's going to get you right in hell. But if you come to Jesus by faith today, you're heaven bound. My friend, what are you going to do with this Jesus?